Welcome to this brand new month on Communication from It's Time For Me, and I'm really delighted that we are covering this, and thank you to Audrey, one of the members, for her suggestion around this. Communication is such a massive part of all of our lives, and sometimes how we communicate to ourselves can actually affect us, that we're maybe not listening to ourselves, we're avoiding what we're hearing from our body, from our instincts, and even from our emotions. But in our day-to-day life, communication can be something that really actually shapes the course of where life goes. We may have grown up in a family, for example, where you just don't communicate at all. Nobody talks about their feelings, their emotions, and everything gets brushed under the carpet. And maybe you are somebody that really does want to talk about things, but because you've grown up in an environment like that, you don't know how to. You find that this has impacted your ability to express yourself in situations like work, even, you know, in college or doing presentations. You can't really come into yourself to say, like, I can actually talk about what I want to say. And then in relationships as well, with friends, other family members, and particularly in partnership, romantic relationships, communication is so important for expressing our needs, for being able to listen to other people's needs, and to be able to communicate effectively with them as well. Because communication is both ways, and we're communicating with somebody else, so we have to be able to tune into them. When we're really triggered or angry or frustrated about something, maybe someone did something to us like 5 months ago, we never communicated our feelings at the time, and it's built up into a series of like feelings of frustration or resentment. And they do something small that's quite insignificant, and we go absolutely mad at them, or give out to them, we might shout at them or lose the head a bit. And what we find is that what is happening is that all of that is coming up and we're throwing it on them. But how we communicate, and if we're angry or do lose the head or say things we don't mean, the person doesn't actually hear the words generally. They just hear like the level of aggression and anger, and everything else is getting lost. And one, all the things that you wanted to say are not actually getting even said. They're not even being put out there. So we have to be very aware of how we communicate with others when we're looking for ourselves to be supported and our needs to be met. And this is really important, where we have to start to take responsibility for that. Then we've got situations as well where we might be dealing with people that are very bad with communication. They might be the aggressor. They might be the one that's like got bullying behavior or very critical behavior and critical words. And that can be very hard to deal with, particularly if there's somebody in your life on a daily basis, like in work or a family member or a partner. And we are not in charge of how anybody communicates. All we can do is look at how it affects us and how we respond to that. So we are going to look at that this month. This month is going to break down all of these different elements, so that by the end of the month, we have a better sense of how we communicate to ourselves, how we communicate to others, how we feel about communicating our needs and our emotions, how we deal with people that are causing us difficulties, and then basic communication around, like I was saying, presentations, you know, standing up and like talking about maybe your work or talking about your business. How do you put yourself out there and having the confidence and the belief in yourself and your own voice to be able to say what you need to say in a way that feels really, really good. So I hope you really enjoy this month. Feel free to get in touch with me if you have any questions throughout the month, and I think this is going to be something that we will all benefit from, so I do hope you get a lot from it.